Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day, day for kicking it off with us at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio. It is 7:07 on the clock. Got your host, James J. I am joined by CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns.
Good morning.
Got the band back together, Terry. How you doing?
Finally.
It's been so long.
Well, yeah, you know, I skipped last week.
Yeah.
I had to go to Warren's. You know, it's just
one
of those things.
Terry has a handful of things in her contract that are set there. Warren's is one of them.
Non-negotiable.
No. We are going to talk United Way in a little bit. Looking forward to that. And, of course, it's a Friday, so you know it's going to be a fun show. We're going to get you ready for the weekend with our National Day of calendar a little bit. Got some great ones to kick off our show, Terry. McDonald's is doing something quite interesting that I think quite a few people have been talking about. We're going to put our spin on it. How many of us actually hate pumpkin spice? Like we've actually got a percentage now on it.
You know, I heard part of your discussion yesterday,
yeah.
But I didn't hear all of it. So I was left to come up with my own conclusions.
You'll add to it today with part two. That's what we'll do. 8 o'clock hour, it's going to be busy. We've got Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club, where we celebrate your birthdays for Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And a little after that, we're going to make you a star of the day with our friends from Culver's. What Terry and I will do is play a famous TV theme show, Kids Edition, as we're getting ready
fun.
For the kids going back. Well, the kids are back in school, but just to celebrate that. So it's a kids show, so keep that in mind, everybody. And win yourself some free Culver's in the 8 o'clock hour. 9 o'clock hour, we're going to speak with Mr. Mike Miller. Mike is the Vice President of the Board of the Directors of the Wisconsin State Firefighters Memorial. Mike is going to be joining us from Eau Claire, so I believe he'll be on the phone. Appreciate the time from him. We'll be talking about this October 1st event happening in Wisconsin Rapids with the final alarm ceremony and roll call at 3:33 and the silent procession that'll follow through Wisconsin Rapids starting at 7 o'clock that night.
Have you ever watched that?
The first year we lived here in town, and almost every year since.
It is so moving.
Doesn't get me. I have never watched it and not gotten goosebumps.
I agree.
Including when Wisconsin Rapids Community Media started to record them and watching them like again then on their channel and stuff and kind of like still getting goosebumps. It's one of those subject matters I think gets a lot of us.
And it's a very powerful statement. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just, I don't know. It's good.
Really looking forward to talking with Mike a little bit later again. That'll be in the 9 o'clock hour. That all leads you into Morning Magazine, where in part one, we're going to talk with Scott Patrick. I gotta fix that. I messed that up way too much. Patrick. Thank you, Terry. All right. So Scott's going to join us in part one. In part two, we're going to talk to Jan Peranto and Matt Tranel, about the best Christmas ever.
Oh, awesome!
It's a great program, and if you don't know much about it, well, you're going to find out about it today, as we're going to talk about it. It's going to be a lot of fun.
I just like this talk about Christmas.
Yeah, I kind of figured you would. It's almost as if Pam set that up, knowing that you'd be in today.
You know, somebody has to appreciate it.
That's true. We also have a lineup that's jam-packed throughout the whole weekend. Today, on our sister station, WIRI, Wiz Country, at 6:50, Lakin High School at Marshfield, Gene Delisio and Don running that one. That is a big game. I genuinely think that could be at the end of the season when we look back the game of the year.
Yeah, and this is Marshfield's homecoming game, so
yeah.
You know it'd be really nice to upset
it'd
that,
good.
Wouldn't
Ooh,
it?
Oh yeah, would yeah would. Sorry to any of our Marshfield listeners, but I'm a Lincoln grad, so I'm not sorry.
Yeah, sorry, not sorry.
Yeah. Game is coming from WOSQ, so a shout out to them and Gene Delisio. Of course, we love being able to still work with these guys.
Absolutely,
you know, it feels good. Saturday, Badger football kicks off at 9 a.m.
Yeah, I think, is the game at 11?
The game's at 11,
yeah,
I believe.
That's so what I was thinking.
Our pregame coverage starts about 9 a.m. Badger's hosting the Illini in Madtown. That's going to be a good one. And then, Terry, on WIRI, Wisc Country 105.5, starting at 7 o'clock this Saturday, our Wisconsin Rapids River Kings got a new home.
Yeah, I heard that. I heard you talking about that yesterday. That's very
surprised
exciting.
That's not all I talked about yesterday. Like every segment, that's all I talked about. Steph was teasing me last Friday, a week ago. We went there for their media day to see the River Kings.
Yep, over to the arena. Yeah,
yeah. We're going to go do a couple of interviews, meet the coach and new coach and everything. It went really good. We didn't expect to get a chance to interview every single player. So every single player we got interviews with, and we're going to play those during the breaks and in between periods and stuff.
Cool.
And leading into games. Just going to be a fun season.
So who's going to be commentating that?
I'm glad you ask. Mark Lochner is going to be calling those games. Don, again, running the board. Mm-hmm. And a big shout out to John Cheesebrill. Just does such a good job behind the scenes for us.
And jumping in whenever, right? I mean, yes. That's a kind of an odd schedule to keep.
It is.
So
yeah.
that's awesome.
It's a really good thing to note. Don adapts to these things so good for us. And that's going to be so much fun. So they are hosting the Minnesota Moose. That means that they are, of course, in town here. So if you can get to the River Kings, let's show them what home field advantage is and get into that rink. If you can't, we got you covered.
Yeah, that is really cool.
Yeah, you don't have to miss anything. It's really good. This is going to be so much fun. We are excited again this Saturday on Wisc Country WIRI. Catch your Wisconsin Rapids River Kings as they build hockey up and down the river. Yes, hockey and more hockey, Terry. On Sunday here at WFHR, Wisconsin Men's Hockey is hosting Lakeland. I'm just so happy.
Don't break your new chair.
I know.
Bouncing.
So the reason I brought up the whole interview process is, one, to tell you guys that we have those to look forward to throughout the season, and we'll play them during Playmakers. But Steph was teasing me as we're leaving. She's like, man, I don't think I've ever seen you such a fanboy before. Every one of these kids, I'm just trying to live vicariously as much as I can through them.
Just to have all those interviews, though, too, that's just awesome. And as, you know, as the season progresses and you have somebody who's, you know, really standing out or something,
yes,
and you know, taking little snippets, and that's really cool that you got all that up front.
And I know that we talk about this with our Rafter players, with our River Kings. These are really good kids. You get a chance to, like, eye to eye, have a conversation with every single one of them. And we got one kid from near the Appleton area. Otherwise, maybe a couple, two, three kids from Chicago. Otherwise, pretty much everybody's from way out of state or out of the country. We have a couple kids from the United Kingdom. I have actually not really seen much of that, and I've been watching hockey literally since I was born. I think my dad, the first thing he did was make me watch the Blackhawks, or him, one or the other.
Rough you up against the wall.
Yeah, yeah, they just gave me a floor check. That's actually how they knocked the umbilical cord off. This is a nice floor check.
All of a sudden, you're like smashed up against the glass.
My mom was not happy. These are good kids. These are good people.
Absolutely.
And they're very talented. I've done my homework on every one of these kids. Thanks to the USPHL, has such good advanced stats and different things. We have a very nice, talented team. I'm going to see how they gel, see how it goes. These early games are going to be interesting. But we got a great coach, got a great team, and it's going to be fun having your River Kings on there all season long.
Very cool. Is that just home games, or is it all
just
games?
Just all 16 home
all
games.
All 16 of them?
Yes, yes. That
awesome.
Is very cool.
Okay, very cool.
Also, as far as Saturday goes right here at WFHR, you notice that's an early start time for Badger coverage. That means that the Sunshine Polka Show is going to be at 7.
Whoa, Tim, you're like up at the crack of dawn, man.
Yeah, and big appreciation to Tim, because he even made a special show for that 7 o'clock hour.
Cool.
Because he's the best, and the show is the best.
If you don't believe me. Rise and Shine version?
Yeah, check it out, everybody. I mean, what is going to lead you into Badger football better than the Polka Show, really?
Well, and if you're not up at 7 a.m. on Saturday, you can just like pull it up on your phone, right? Just
yes.
Grab it and stream it.
It's so nice. I had so many listeners in the last couple of months, specifically in the last 3 weeks. Almost every one of them starts, I caught you streaming, or I caught you on the Civic Media app.
Do you get nervous when they say, I caught you, as the beginning?
Yeah. I'll be honest, yeah. terms. You know,
it's an interesting choice of words.
Yeah, the way you word things, everybody. You got to be careful with somebody like me in my background. This is such an exciting time. I also want to mention that we have Playmakers, of course, on Monday. Nobody made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game. We want to talk with you. It's the call-in show where we talk to you about sports, thoughts, and feelings. Not sure if Randy will be with us on Monday or not.
I was going to say, who doesn't want to talk to Randy Paul?
Of course,
but okay, all right, not Monday.
Randy's day job comes first, so
what?
We'll see. Yeah, I know.
Where are his priorities?
My same response, Terry.
Seriously.
Yeah. I did want to also let everybody know that we are going to be, of course, live and direct at the Nacoosa Giant Pumpkin Fest. coming up this Sunday. It's going to be so much fun. From 2:30 to 4:30, WIRI Wiz Country will be broadcasting live and direct from there. Our man Seth will be down there. He's going to be giving you a bunch of, not only letting you know how that's going down at the fair and what's happening there, all the different things you can check out, but he's also going to be giving you a play-by-play starting at about 4-ish of the pumpkin drop.
Oh, the pumpkin drop. Awesome. I will tell you, I was over in Nakusa on Wednesday, and they were working hard. I mean, setting up fencing and, you know, getting everything going. And so always, always a great event.
It really is. Again, just like what we were talking about with the Fireman's Memorial and everything, this is one of those ones I look forward to. I've been attending since I've been in this area, and just love it every year. I want to give a shout-out to Steph and the great work that she's done with this. And she's going to be up in the crane taking video
of
it.
That's what I heard. She's going to be up in a little bucket,
huh? She just goes above and beyond.
Hey,
I didn't read it that way.
Wow.
I really don't mean to do those. I just have bad writers. A shout out to Steph. A shout out to our old partner here, Heather Sayers, and all the team over there at the Pumpkin Fest. Like you said, they do such good work on this.
Well, and thinking out of the box, right? Like, who would think of getting up at that? You know what I mean? Finding a cherry picker and getting up there so you can watch from the top.
And let me tell you guys, Seth has been he's taken this seriously. He's excited to get out there. He loves doing live remotes, and he has been dropping like squash, like from the chair. Stand on that chair and drop it, and just doing the play-by-play really quick. I admire that. I really wish he was.
I'm sure
doing that.
Whoever's cleaning the floor is admiring that too.
Yeah, that part I didn't sign up for, but I should have encouraged. Oh,
so this isn't your week to clean?
No.
Uh-huh. Wow.
Real quick,
an instigator as well.
Yeah, that's me. That is me. Speaking of which, it's not really instigating, but I did want to get into things with the United Way. You guys are celebrating 80 years of service to this community, to our surrounding areas. We appreciate so very much. And we had Ben and Amy in yesterday talking about Day of Caring, putting a real focus on that and enjoying that. I did want to ask you right away how things are going with the leaders, the reading mentorship program.
Oh, yeah, it's going pretty well. We are accepting mentors if someone is interested in being a mentor. You can sign up up until Monday. So we are kind of on the home stretch here. So it will be up yet today and then throughout the weekend. And when I say up, I mean on our website that you can access the signups. So there are mentor opportunities available at Port Edwards Elementary, Humpke and Nakusa, Mead, Washington, and Grove here in Wisconsin Rapids. And so if you are interested in spending 30 to 60 minutes per week with a student or group of students, you can go on our webpage, which is uwsw.uac.org, click on the Reading Mentor banner, and then you can select which school. Sometimes people are looking for a teacher that they've worked with in the past, or sometimes people are looking for a very specific, you know, Wednesdays somewhere between 10 and noon or something like that. So you can explore those opportunities, and if there is one that works for you, this commitment would be from the week of October 10th through the first week of May. So it's a weekly commitment that you would go into these schools and help out with reading. Kindergarten through third grade is our focus, and with the idea of reading proficiency by the end of third grade. And you don't need any special training. So I think that's one thing that we get questioned about a lot. Like, I wasn't, you know, I'm retired. I wasn't a teacher but you just need to be able to listen and let the child read to you. And of course, you know, they may need a little help with that reading, but there's no special training required. It's being a trusted adult. It's being someone to help them get their, you know, their 20 minutes of reading in for each day that they're supposed to do. So it's really just building strong relationships and helping them with their reading practice, you know, in the meantime. So that is available through Monday. And then we're, you know, working with the schools to do some little orientations or touch bases with the mentors. You know, where do you park? Where do you, how do you check in? Like all of those logistical things. And then, of course, background checks all have to be done before before mentoring can start. So a lot going on in the next, we have, you know, 1 week before mentoring starts then. So you could sign up again now through Sunday.
And as we talked about Day of Care with Ben and Amy yesterday, Day of Caring coming up. That is going to be October 22nd. Encourage you to sign up for that. Great idea. Great way to put back into your community. And one of those days that you want to be a part of, especially when you're bopping around town and you see all these wonderful orange shirts all over the place.
Orange. Orange Orange, yeah. You found out the color, huh?
Well, yeah, and this actually, I'm torn here, Terry, because I like doing this to put back into my community, and I actually
now you're just doing it for the shirt.
Now I'm just doing it for the shirt. I've been doing it 2 or 3 years now, and every year it's been because for one, I've been raking my whole life, so I feel like I really should be signing up for this.
I'm a professional.
I'm a bit of a pro, but now you throw the my favorite color at me.
Well,
now my loyalties are torn. I want to help my community, but I also really love the color orange.
Mixed motivation is okay.
It is
okay. So we do encourage people to sign up, though. And you know, we've brought back the hot breakfast this year, too, which I think is a really good opportunity just for some camaraderie and to connect with people. So I really am encouraging people to, of course, you don't have to partake in breakfast, but I would really encourage it. And that starts at 8 a.m. at the Grand Rapids Lions Club. 9 o'clock, we will send you on out with your raking assignments. And this is designed, you know, it's designed to be done by noon, right? So it's not, you're not giving up a whole day, you're giving up a morning. And like you said, it's really the feel good, right?
It really
you're accomplishing something for someone who can't do it. And then there's also, you know, what you get out of it, the feel good as the volunteer.
It's a win-win if there ever was one. It's a great one. And you can sign up at uwswac.org. Encourage you to do that. And keep in mind that you can do that with teams or just yourself. And if you're under 18, I have to have a guardian, I have to have an adult. But
Or you can have there's a waiver that can be signed.
There's a waiver,
yep.
Yes,
So either one. So whether you're with your parent or guardian, or you can have that waiver signed by the parent and then just turned into us. And the other thing is if you need your yard raked, if you are unable, you are physically unable, or you have no one, you know, no help or whatever the situation is, you can give Amy a call at 715-421-0390. I will remind everyone that if you are in Wisconsin Rapids, you have to have paper leaf bags. The homeowner has to provide the bags.
Yeah.
So, you know, it seems like it's a long ways off, but it's 3 weeks away, which is kind of weird, isn't it? But so there are paper leaf bags at places like Ace Hardware, Home Depot, Walmart, but we cannot use plastic. Mm. And some people are like, well, what the paper leaf bags can go right into the mulching machine.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Right with the leaves.
Right.
So when the city comes to pick them up, they can just throw it all in. It's not like trying to empty bags.
It's pretty cool, actually.
So it is. It's pretty awesome. But just keep that in mind, especially if you're someone who is dependent on someone else to help you with your shopping, you know, that you need to have paper leaf bags.
Yeah. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll get into our National Day of Calendar. But again, uwswac.org is where you can find out more information. Be sure to follow the United Way on Facebook and social media as well. We'll come back and have some more fun. It is Terry and James taking you through your morning on WFHR. Welcome back to Mornings on WFHR. Just as a side note, everybody, we will be joined by the Weather Eye Weather Center people at the 8 o'clock hour. Looking forward to talking to Paul as we do get to every morning. Looking at our National Day of Calendar now for this September 30th, 2022. Yep, the last day of September.
That's crazy.
That is really crazy, yeah. It's National Love People Day. All right. That's a good one.
Like, love other people, or that's a group of people?
I think it's a very good thing to define. I think it's a great call by you that we should define this.
Just wondering.
You might get us in trouble here. It's love that makes the world go round, and life is more pleasant when humans are kind and show love to each other. The perfect
story.
Time to celebrate and test out this concept is with National Love People Day. National Love People Day was created by a church in Chicago in 2017. The impetus behind the day was related to the group's desire to reach out to other people to show them how much they are loved. I include that part in for a specific reason, because it seems like, especially in the last year, the only time people talk about Chicago is the violence. There's a hell of a lot more to that city than that. And yes, I am biased. It doesn't mean I'm wrong.
You're not wrong.
I if I'm a little defensive, it's from being in the state 20-some years.
But you know what? You're up against the wall. Okay. But you can say that about
important.
Any community that has a, I mean, if there's something that's someone somewhere that's getting a bad rap, there's also definitely something good about it.
There's a lot of our southern cities going through the same thing too. You're right.
For sure.
I just think that I think it's so cool that this is something that I like these ones. I know that they may seem a little Hallmarky, and I get that, and I'm not
what's
arguing
wrong
with
Hallmark?
That. Exactly. Sometimes there's a place for it. And look, in this day and age, if we have to make a day of it just to make people think about it, all right, if that's what it takes.
All good.
Kick them into gear here and, you know, love some people. Like a
love someone
nice,
today.
Be nice to people today. You know, you can at least do that. National Chewing Gum Day.
No way. Those look like Chiclets.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
When's the last time you had one of those?
What happened to Chiclets? Oh, I haven't thought about that since, I don't even know when. Those were
great.
That's
what they look like.
Chiclets were really
good. They're a little bit
gum.
Bigger than Chiclets, maybe, but maybe. Yeah. Well, yeah, they had flavor for what? Like 10 seconds?
At least. And it was a wonderful 10 seconds. Unlike the Topps chewing gum, like at the baseball card
the
gum.
The chalk?
Yeah, which basically you could build a house with.
Oh, like, for it was sure.
So, it was so strong. It had no flavor.
It was just another card.
To this day, I love that gum. I don't know why, but I love that. It has no taste.
That's kind of how I feel about a piece of Bazooka.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
It's awful and you break your teeth trying to chew it. Mm-hmm. But there's just something about that.
The first chewing gum to be developed commercially in the 1840s was called the State of Maine Pure Spruce Gum. In 1870, the Adams New York Chewing Gum Company sold gum in the flavor of sour orange as an after-dinner treat.
Interesting.
While this one didn't maintain popularity, the following year, Adams created Blackjack, which is a licorice-flavored gum that has continued to be manufactured off and on for more than 100 years.
That is so gross.
Yeah, I've had it, yeah. it's like the you one can of the still, few gums that I
But if
like.
You go into some candy stores, yep. you can still get it. Yeah. It's kind of cool.
Wrigley gum wasn't far behind. In 1891, Wrigley started out as a soap and baking soda company, but they started giving out free packets of gum with every purchase. In an unexpected turn of events, the gum was more popular than the product, so they began selling the gum of it on its own.
I was going to say, they're a soap company, and you just pop it in your mouth one day, and you're right? Like, oh, gum.
This is something that my mother would have loved because she used to threaten me with the bar of soap all the time. So that,
she probably had to keep extra on hand.
Maybe that's where it comes from. Like they might as well. Like here's some gum from the soap being in your mouth, kid. Here's some.
It was good cover for the moms, actually.
Yeah, it's right. It's a good point. We talk a lot about businesses in the last 30, maybe even 40 years and how important it is that they can pivot. Facebook, the way they pivoted, Instagram, different things like that. This is the earliest.
This shows you what was happening in the 1800s. Yeah.
Companies have always done this kind of thing. Just hasn't always been documented that well. That
pretty
really cool.
Yeah.
Let's see. It is also, come on, computer.
We're going to have to hustle up some Chiclets, though.
Yeah, I really am curious if you can still find those. National Mud Pack Day.
Oh, okay. Get a facial?
I've never done that. Never done that one.
It's nice.
It does seem nice. It does seem nice. And I probably could use it. International Podcast Day.
Huh.
Do you listen to any podcasts?
Not really.
I
occasionally, like if I happen to be, which is odd, if I happen to have some time and I'm going through Spotify, mm-hmm. usually just trying to do a playlist, mm-hmm. I might come across something and I'm like, oh, I should listen to that. But in general, no.
I listen to about three or four. Dan Le Batard is a guy that I look up to, and I've had some communications with him and his staff over there, so I like supporting them. Bomani Jones is somebody I really like, and there's this one I listen to called the Hi Ho Pistachio Podcast. It's done by Bria Krieger, and she's just really something. She's a really talented young kid that I just cannot help but feel a connection.
Aside from your bias, she is a very talented young kid.
Yes,
so that's pretty awesome.
She does such a good job with that podcast that I will always listen and support that. And one of those things, a father supporting his daughter. But I mean,
no, she's very
talented.
She does
a really good job with it. Kid's better at interviewing than I am.
Now I'll have to.
It's not fair.
Well, maybe she came by it genetically.
Ah,
right.
Nice. Well,
we always want our kids to be better than we are. So
her and I have this running gag between the two of us, this inside joke that whenever she finds that there's something we have in common, that she got it from me, basically go check, like a check mark, like that check mark. That's another one. It's Rummy Day. Dive into one of history's greatest wordsmiths, the 13th century Persian poet Rumi, who has become one of the most widely read and oldest artists of all time. And some of the greatest writing you'll read, period. Some of my favorite quotes, some of my favorite wordings. So much of the teachings and the writings of Rumi are just really impactful. I don't think that there's a person out there that couldn't be benefited by reading some of his work. Incredible artist, among other things. I don't know what this one is here, Terry. I don't know. National Hot Mulled Cider Day.
I love cider.
Me too.
Like, hot apple cider. And I've never thought of hollowing out an apple like that. I love that picture.
So the picture...
You wouldn't get much in it, though.
No, no. Like Terry said, it's a hollowed out apple with a bunch of cinnamon sprinkled on it, some cider poured into it, and even a cinnamon stick, it looks like, on top of it.
Oh, that looks fabulous.
I have to have that now. I want it now. A base of apple cider mulled over heat with delicious spices like clove, cinnamon, nutmeg, and brown sugar to a perfect autumn evoking smell and taste. Yes, sign me up.
That's my favorite. That is probably my favorite, like, hot fall drink.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Even more than
pumpkin spice, yes.
Definitely. Yeah. I kind of thought that when the pumpkin spice thing first got really big, that cider would have like this second jolt of like, because I think cider's even better, right?
I do too.
And it reminds me of autumn even more.
Yeah.
I've never had that. I have to have that. That sounds amazing. Got to try that one. Ask a stupid question day. Otherwise, this is James Day.
Great. Lucky me.
Some people call this James Day. You know, I'll never forget. I think by now, the majority of, if not everybody out there has heard, there is no stupid questions. And that is a true statement. I remember hearing a teacher say that when I first moved here. I was going to Humpke. And she said that. And, you know, she said this probably a billion times in every class or what have you. But for some reason, it really stuck with me.
Yeah.
And I was such a, I wasn't a shy kid or anything, but I was awkward. I wasn't good at talking to people. I wasn't good at interacting. And especially when I came from South Chicago to right in Nacoosa at Humpke Elementary. It was quite a change for me. That lady doing that gave me carte blanche to literally raise my hand. And since that day, I've never been afraid to ask a question.
And it makes it even harder. I don't know if it's harder for kids or adults, but when you know, let's say you're in a room full of people, classroom or otherwise, but when you know that some people know what whatever it is means, it's hard to step out sometimes and be like, you know, I'm seeking to understand, right? Like, help me understand. I don't know what that is, or I don't know. And I think that there's not a lot of people that are willing to do that, which is unfortunate because, you know, it's just another, what is it? Just another judgment,
it's
right?
It's just like, another judgment. That's all.
I mean, if somebody doesn't know, they don't know.
And I value, I care more about learning, and I love learning more than feeling silly or looking silly to people.
I agree.
I mean, actually, I do that for a living, really. So I...
Which one?
You're so on point. Nicely done. This is a good one. Ask a stupid question day. Good day to be able to do that. And a reminder of that. It's also National Extra Virgin Olive Oil Day. I don't know that needed a day, but okay. I'm a big fan of olive oil. I like that. International Thunderbirds Day, the old cartoon. Thunderbirds, it really set the stage for a lot of like 70s, 80s cartoons and everything. And it's German Butterbrot Day?
Butterbrot.
Butterbrot. So, I thought I was
bread,
saying that wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Brot is bread.
I think I've had that.
So, yeah, yum.
If I'm right, it's the bread is a little bit tougher on the outside.
Most of their bread
is
heavier.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah.
It's good though. I like it. And Save the Koalas Day. That's a good one. Save the koalas. That is a good one. He's a cool looking little guy. Save the Koala Day was created to help this delightful species return to its healthy status. Started by the Australian Koala Foundation, Save the Koala Day is part of a bigger celebration, which takes place during all of September, which is Save the Koala Month. As the habitat koalas live in is getting destroyed through deforestation, koalas are in need of help. This was all started with deforestation. It started before the fires that they had down there in Australia, too, that took even more of their land. And I don't know if we do this a lot, but just think for a second of what's going on in Florida and those poor people and what is happening to so many homes and so many different things. And there's already ways that you can donate. You can go to the Red Cross. You can do these things. There's many people from Wisconsin that are traveling down there right now to help out before we even know the extent of the damage. Why can't we extend this a little bit farther, you know, and just like take care of our earth at the same time of keeping these species around? Because I don't want to tell my grandchildren, hey, what's a koala, Papa? Well, it's this animal that used to be around, but we let it slip through our fingers, because this falls on all of us.
Oh, yeah,
This is on humanity. It is not just on Australians or just on this or that. When these things come up, it's on all of us to do something about it, make something happen. And koalas are cool. I mean, come on. What do you want from me here? They're great. I shouldn't have to talk you into this.
I love it.
Let's see here. And I just wanted to take a quick glance. We'll do that when we come back. We'll take a look when we come back. We've already ran a little long. We'll get to Melissa's news. She gets mad at me if I don't get it right on point. No, she doesn't. We'll play Mel's news. We'll come back and have some more fun on Mornings on WFHR. Welcome back. Mornings on WFHR. Locally grown radio. Terry and James here with you. Hope you're having a great, great Friday out there, everybody. We're getting you ready for the weekend here. We're going to take another look at our National Day of Calendar just to get you ready for the weekend. Looking at some really fun ones. I wasn't sold on this at first, and then I looked at October 1st, and there is enough of them, Terry, we have to talk about. First up, starting on October 1st through Friday, October 7th, it's Walk Your Dog Week.
Oh, very good.
That
should be
one.
Every week.
It really should.
But okay. Yeah.
And it is every week, as far as my fur brother Sam is concerned. Yeah. It's really every day.
He's in charge. I mean, let's be real.
He is. Yeah, he's definitely in charge, at least with me. He's higher up on the spectrum on all these things than I am. It goes my mom, dad, my sister, brother, Sam, then me. If they have a guest over, I'm not sure where I fall.
There's probably a little placeholder above you, just in case.
I'm the oldest. How'd that happen? I don't know. It's also International Day of Older Persons. Tomorrow, Saturday,
nice.
October 1st. That's a fantastic one. If you are fortunate, you have somebody that fits this category in your life, and they are no doubt a influence or somebody that you go to for advice or feedback or just love talking to. It does make me also think of Meals on Wheels and encouraging people to be a part of that with the ADRC if you can. They will work with you. They will work with your schedule. It is not a huge time commitment. And man, while I think of my grandfather, my grandfather and grandmother, my papa, my nana, a lot of the older people that I've had a fortunate chance to be influenced by, I immediately think of them. These people that I ran into doing Meals on Wheels out in California and Santa Barbara and everything, and it's such a great feeling. I don't remember much of those times except the conversations I had with them.
Well, that's just it. You know, the meals are very important, obviously, mm-hmm. but it's. I think it's even more about like just kind of the welfare check of it, you know, the check-in and making sure that everything's good. And just in some cases, there's some isolation. So it's, you know what I mean? It's just that having a friendly face to see and to, you know, for them to be able to connect with someone.
Santa Barbara is one of our richest and most populated cities in America. And these people that I saw, four people on my breaks, all of them were like the people you just described, Terry. All of them didn't have family, didn't have people near them or anything like that. In one of the most populated cities in the country, most richest cities, in still dealing with this. So what do you think people here in Central Wisconsin are going through?
Yeah.
You know, just have perspective. Think about that. Pass it on, you know, and again, this is going to make you, this is a good thing. You're going to enjoy
it. There's really no downside.
Yeah, there isn't. National Black Dog Day tomorrow. That's a good one.
Did you ever have a black dog?
Kind of. both the dogs that my parents have had, Zeppelin and Sam, have been black and white.
Oh, cool.
So, sort of.
Kind of.
Half.
Kind of, sort of.
Yeah, mixed. Like the family. they fit the family. Like, we're mixed, they're mixed. It makes sense. I can make that joke.
Well, there you have it.
National Hair Day tomorrow. So,
like, be thankful you have hair, or
let's look at that. Really, actually, I didn't think about that.
What exactly does that mean?
Maybe every day can't be a good hair day, but in celebration of National Hair Day, this one certainly can be. Join in and get ready to learn and appreciate everything fun and exciting that has to do with hair. Okay, hair has been the crowning glory of the human head, perhaps since the very beginning of time. In fact, researchers think the comb was used by ancient Egyptians as far back as 5,500 BC.
Interesting.
The hairbrush took a bit of a longer to come out though, and the Kent Hairbrush Company is recorded to as having started it in 1777 in Hertfordshire, England. I know how to say that. I just can't right now. England. Oh, across the pond. I guess I should have just said that. Across the pond. That is interesting. That's cool. It used to be a thing that was reserved for the wealthy, though. Like back in the 1700s, 1800s, it's part of why when you see accurate portrayals of things in that timeline, nobody has good hair except for rich people. And they usually wore wigs. So it's kind of weird.
Kind of weird.
Yeah, very, very. But hair is great. Hair is wonderful. And if you don't have hair, that's okay too. That's okay too. Yeah, yeah. That's a good point. Yeah, but it's all. It's also on Saturday, World Vegetarian Day. So that's a good one. World Card Making Day. That's a fun one.
Yeah, that's. I used to do that a lot.
The card making?
Oh yeah. Mm.
Bria does that.
Like a lot, lot.
Oh,
and
really?
Now I just, I don't know.
I did not realize what an art there is to that.
Probably for like 10 years, I did not buy a single card.
Ooh, that's
like
cool.
I made everything. And I don't know now. Well, two things. One, the room where I have all my stuff kind of became the, you know, where you dump everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know, you can say you don't have that, but everybody has that.
Everybody has
it. If you say
it.
You don't, you're lying.
Yeah, absolutely. You'll just lie to yourself.
So there's that. Like my space is kind of taken up, so I need to take some time to clean that up. And the other, I don't know, I just don't seem to take the time.
You get busier.
Yeah.
You know, the kids get older, it gets harder to have free time.
You'd think I'd have more free time now, but I don't know. You know, I used to just, but I'd sit down and I'd like design one, let's say birthday card, and then I'd just make like 20 of them. So then I kind of had them on hand if I needed them.
Yeah,
but
smart.
I don't know. Need to get back to that.
It seems fun. It seems like a real nice creative outlet. I know Bree really enjoys it. And there's a couple, one other person I know that does it. I just can't think of who. I know I've heard some other people doing that. And today is also, tomorrow is National Homemade Cookies Day.
Is there any other kind?
No. They're the greatest cookies you'll ever have.
The only
homemade cookies.
Bought-in cookie I like is Oreos.
I do like Chips Ahoy, but I'm with you. It's one or the other for me. And I kind of like switch off, but I will always take a homemade cookie over that. I do want to send a special shout out to Diane, one of our great listeners out there that makes us homemade cookies all the time. We have some in the break room right now, actually.
Nice.
Thank you, Diane. Appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you.
We've had a number of listeners do this for us over the years. We appreciate you. It's how we eat. I'm joking.
You know, so anybody wants to sign up for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday next week, you know.
Just, you know.
You don't even have to sign up. Just drop them off.
So it's not all on Diane, you know. So she has a break.
If you have a different name than Diane, please make us some cookies.
Some of these, we were talking about with International Walk Your Dog Week. Tomorrow is International Music Day. That's every day.
Well, yeah, but listen to some music while you're walking the dog, eating a cookie.
That's what I do. Well, I don't throw the cookie in there.
And since it's Vegetarian Day, no meat in the cookie.
I don't know. I think that with the music thing, you know, I think it's a good excuse. When's the last time you listened to your favorite song or favorite artist? Maybe do that. But also, maybe spin that, too, and take a listen to some new stuff. Maybe check out some new things. I've been trying to, because I've been listening a little bit more and working a little bit more with the West Country people and everything, our people. We're all under the same umbrella here. And so I've been listening to a little bit more country, trying to get a little more in tune with that and everything. And I'm surprised by how much of it that I can not just tolerate like I thought I would, being honest. I actually get into. I actually enjoy. It's similar to when I came back and I started doing Over the Back Fence on Saturdays. Tim had the polka show right after me. I'd listen to the first 10 minutes or so to make sure everything was going okay. And before I knew it,
you're just leaving it on.
I'm just enjoying it. Yeah. Music's like that. It's infectious. It gets you. And there's no bad music. It's just music. There's music you like and there's music that, you know, it's for other people.
Yeah, for sure.
And maybe most important of all of these, International Coffee Day tomorrow, people.
Tomorrow. I thought it was yesterday. What was yesterday? Wednesday. Why'd they have free coffee all over the place the other day?
There was a free coffee all over the place the other day. What was that? It was on, I don't know if it was Wednesday or Thursday, but it was.
It was one of the day. Well, I mean.
There was the beer drinking thing. Yeah, I remember that was
on
Wednesday.
I don't know. I mean, it doesn't matter. I just was we get an extra coffee day. Okay.
National Coffee.
Oh.
Okay. So it was National Coffee Day yesterday.
And then International Coffee Day
on
is
Saturday. Okay. All right. So more excuses, more abilities, more chances for us to drink coffee. Sounds good to me.
Because, like, does anyone need a day?
No. we're very okay with having
this. Sure, people have been waiting for a day.
Mm. We'll take a quick break, come back, and have some more fun. We got to get into this thing McDonald's is trying. They may have either done something really weird or changed the game. game. We'll see.
Oh.
Coming up on Mornings on WFHR. Welcome back to Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio, 7:52 on the clock. Terry and James taking you to the top of the hour. Got a lot of fun stuff lined up in the 8 o'clock hour. We're going to kick things off with the things that kids feel most insecure about. We're going to talk about that a little bit.
Interesting.
I think that'll be good to bring up. And we're also going to get into a couple of other fun ones. We have Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. And, of course, we're going to make you a star of the day with our friends from Culver's. All of that in the 8 o'clock hour. Right now, remember when full grown-up adults were acting all proud about their adulting? Looks like that trend has done a full 180. McDonald's is about to start selling adult Happy Meals. They'll hit the menu next Monday, and yes, you get a toy.
Oh, that's going to go like crazy.
I cannot imagine. We've already taken over Halloween. You know, Halloween is, yeah, kids, adults. Like, we've done that with this. I thought it was just a matter of time that we did it with toys.
I think it'll go.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think this is going to sell like crazy. There are two types, one with a Big Mac, fries, and a drink, and one with a 10-piece and McNugget. The toys are weird, though, and maybe not something you'd actually want. They partnered with some fashion brand called Cactus Plant Flea Market. I have genuinely never heard of that before in my life. I've never said those words together before. You get one of four figurines of the Hamburglar, Grimace, Birdie, and a weird one named Cactus Buddy. They're like old school McDonald's toys. But
yeah, I can see the first one, like the mascot ones. Yeah, but yeah. Where does the cactus thing come in?
I don't know.
Do you know what the first thing I thought of?
Oh. I'm showing them to Terry, and so
I guess it's not horrible.
No, they all have,
but Grimace and Hamburglar and the Birdie one. I mean, those I remember right as characters.
I forgot about Birdie,
but yeah. I don't know about the. I mean, but at least the cactus one's a little guy. I thought it was going to be like a.
I thought it was going to be a cactus.
Like a cactus. Yeah.
I
think they're going to sell.
Why the four eyes? I don't know why the four eyes. I don't. Again, maybe because that's old school. Maybe that's it. They're going for an old school look. And they are. Yes, that's exactly what it said. They're all old school with the four eyes.
You know what I thought was when they said there's actually a toy? Do you remember the those pens with the four colors, like you would click the color down?
Yeah.
Like, I wanted one of those when I was a kid.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I will have one of those. I will own one of those the rest of my life. When they die, I get a new one. Like,
or like I'd see somebody with one, and I'd be like, oh, I want one of those. You
love
know,
those
so
darn
like
pens.
Stuff
love
like
them.
That.
Yeah, that seems to make a lot more sense.
I think these are going to sell, though.
Oh,
I think
yeah.
just the diehard. I mean, I don't know exactly when Happy Meals came out for kids, but I can kind of remember the age-ish I was when I first, you know what I mean? Like when we first, I don't know if that's when they came out or if that's just when our parents, you know, decided we could have one. But I think they'll sell. I wonder how much an adult Happy Meal will be.
That's a good
because
question.
Because a meal right now, like a Big Mac meal is like, I think it's over $8.
Yeah. I saw the
You know, so you might, this might be what, 10? But I still think it'll sell.
So I thought that was a great question. 1979, the Happy Meal was born. The box had a citrus theme and came with fries, cookie, a soft drink, and a toy. The toys were McDougaller stencils, McWrist wallets, small bracelets, puzzles, erasers, or spinning tops.
Cool. 79.
Wow. Huh. So
maybe I do probably remember that then.
I didn't realize I would either. That's crazy, huh? They're marketing them as Happy Meals for adults, but they're technically called Cactus Plant Flea Market Meal Boxes.
That's weird.
Yeah, they're just adult Happy Meals. That's just, yeah. They'll hit participating locations on Monday and run through October. By the way, that might not be the only nostalgic trick up their sleeve next month. There's also a rumor they're bringing back those Halloween Happy Meal pails. That look like jack-o'-lanterns.
Oh, yeah, those were
hugely popular.
Those are big. They're not big enough.
No,
for
trick-or-treating.
You got to bring another bag to dump your stuff, but that's okay. But those were popular.
Yeah.
Smart on them to bring that back.
I don't know why you don't do these things every year if you're McDonald's. You've got the money. You've got the resources. You know that the audience loves it.
Yeah.
It's no different than the McRib or the Shamrock Shake or any of these things.
And people wait for it. You know what I mean? Yeah, like it is. But you're right on both of those, actually. Shamrock Shake and McRib. I think that those are both big ones that they pull back once in a while.
They have enough and they've been around long enough that they could every season, almost every month, do something like this where, hey, here's the item that we only have available this month, which of course, is going to bring people in, going to bring people over.
Do you remember when they had those glass glasses, like a drinking glass, and they had one had like Ronald on it,
Yeah.
I mean, we had the, and those, I don't know if it was a Happy Meal thing or what it was. I think you paid like an extra dollar to get them, but I remember having that whole. Well, and then Pizza Hut had the Smurf glasses. Like, yep. Remember when glasses were a thing?
Yes.
Yeah.
They had the Star Wars ones. And we had like two or three of them. Yeah. Oh, we had like two or three of them. We had a Chewbacca, and I always had to have the Han Solo one. And I wish to God I knew where those were. Like, I don't know what move happened where we lost them, but man.
Or they break. Yeah, whatever. Break,
yeah.
But I wonder
actually,
why.
I probably broke one or something. No, my.
So this little cactus guy, though, mm-hmm. Why isn't it Ronald?
Yeah. I thought that too, Terry. And I was looking into it a little bit, and they're so afraid of bringing Ronald out, except for like at the Ronald McDonald House and stuff, because of the whole clown thing. Like, years back, you noticed they really pulled Ronald back a little bit because of the rise of people, you know, Halloween.
Because of like Pennywise, you're saying?
And stuff like that, yes. And now they're afraid to kind of bring him back. They don't want to scare kids. They don't want to even risk scaring kids. Now they have him at the Ronald McDonald House, but that's called the Ronald McDonald House. Right. Kids see it when they're walking in and stuff. I that makes me cringe because I think that's sad that our society has turned into that. But I also, I kind of admire them for an industry, a business that gets picked on, and I'm one of the people that does it sometimes, for them not being in tune with their community or their audience often. They listen to people real quickly on that one. They are like, okay, yeah, we're not going to take any chances with it. We don't want to scare kids. It's the opposite of what we're trying to do. Here's a Happy Meal from a clown, and the kid's scared. You know, you don't want to do that. I actually admire and think that they, because that wasn't easy to do. That was a huge overhaul. It had to cost them millions to take Ronald out of these buildings and stuff, but they don't want to scare kids. And I obviously doing it for money, obviously, I mean, it's the answer to all your questions, but it doesn't mean that it's not still a good move to do and a nice thing to do for consumers.
One of the owners, not the current owner, but a previous owner of our McDonald's here in Wisconsin Rapids, they had a contract with, because they had several stores. They had like 20, 30 stores.
Yeah, yeah.
And they had a Ronald. So on our McDonald's day for United Way, they would bring Ronald in, and you would not believe the people that would come during the time that he was there. It was really cool.
We're going to take a break. We'll come back after CBS News with our friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center here on Mornings on WFHR.